tin betapuchim. You can't make chametz with apple juice. So Rashi says we're talking about lishtei halechem v'toidom that's supposed to come from chametz. So you cannot make the dough with apple juice. Rashi says lo yehavi chametz na'ayit. It's not called good chametz. That's the brayso of ein machnitzim betapuchim. Whoever mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omru, they say that machnitzim, yes, you could use apple juice to make chametz. It makes good chametz. Rav Kana masni lo Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Rabbi Kana learned this in Rav Chanina ben Trajan. Rashi says means Rav Kana masni means mishum Rav Chanina ben Trajan Omru machnitzim. It wasn't Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, but rather was Chanina ben Shraddin. He was the one that says, yes, that you could make chametz with apples. Samar says, no, command nozzle, who does it go like? Hod the tzanan. That's what we learned. A Mishnah in Trumas that said, tapuach shariskoi. If you have an apple, that was crushed. Ve'nosnu b'toych yisen. You put it in the middle of a dough. Ve'chintza. And now this apple made the dough, chametz made the dough rise. Now the case is the apple is apple of Truma. And the dough is a dough of chulin. So it says the Mishnah Rezu Asura that this dough now is also for regular Yisrael to eat it, even though it should have been bought up roiv. But since the truma was machametz, made the dough rise, it's called like a maimid, therefore it's not bottle. Therefore it's also only a kohen could eat it. So the question is, come on, who does this go like? The churu leima, let's say, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it goes according to Chanina ben Gamliel, that says that tapuchim are machnitzim. So therefore, since this tapuach of truma was mechametz the dough, it's like a dovra maimit, therefore it's not bottle, therefore it's also for Yisrael to eat from it. But v'loy rabbanon, the chur should not go according to the rabbanon shita, because according to the rabbanon shita, since the tapuach is not mechametz, so chur should be bottle. It doesn't make it. It doesn't make it rise, so it should be bottle. Someone says no. Filu teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say goes according to rabbanon shita. True, it doesn't become chametz gomor, but nuksha mi heve. Avada, this tapuach makes the dough into nuksha, makes it into like a hard type of dough. So it does some maimer, it does something, therefore it's not bottle. Rashi says, Loshin ruach, kleimer, chametz shofle, makes it a bare type of a dough of chametz. But I call upon him, it is a type of a chametz, therefore this tapuach is not bottle, therefore the dough is also. Omer Rabbi Ilo, ein lucha. The hardest kemitza to take from is from a minchas chayta. In the Scharev, Rashi says like it's dry, there's no oil in it, therefore it's only flour. So it's very hard to get a complete handful of the flour that the flour doesn't fall off. Like from the thumbs there, it should fall out. So it's very hard to do it this way. Rabbi Yitza Baravdi Miyamar minchas chayta megavla b'mayim. He said the yitza to do is put water inside it. Enechnam, it's supposed to be a minchas chayta chareva. It's not supposed to have oil, but he holds water you're allowed to put. Ukshara, and still the mincha would be kosher. So now it's a little bit easier to take off the kemitza. You don't have to worry about the dough falling out. The water, like, keeps it together. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes here? If you could use water in a minchas chayta or not. So let's say, b'roka miflugi, this is the machlokes, b'roka miflugi. D'masav k'moy shehen misharinan. You have to be mishar the way it is right now. You have to measure it the way it was before. So Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that holds you could add water into the mincha, the pshat is misharinun, the way it is right now. So if we take a kemitza, a full handful, the way it is right now, even though it's mixed up with water, so what? You have a handful of this mincha. Rav Ilov, it says, no, ein lecha kosher lekemitza, you cannot add water to a minchas chayta, holds that k'moy shehoyu masharinan, you have to have the kemitza in the form that it was before in flour. So you have to have a complete handful of the flour. So that you can't have here. If you can add water, there'll be a little bit more, a little bit less. You're not going to have the exact measurement of flour. So who that's the machlokes? The Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. It could be the kuli alma k'moy shehen masharinan. Everybody goes after the way it is right now. You're mishayir with the way it is right now. And therefore it's a kemit shava kemoshi, the way it is right now. If so, what's the machlekes then? Or walk in iflagi. The mass of a my chareva, when a Torah says it should be a chareva, a minchas chayta should be dry. You know what dry means? Chareva mishemen, it's enough that it's dry from oil, can't have oil. But mayim, you could have mayim. Umasov ratayu, though, that Rav Yila holds, charevim mikol davar. No, when Torah says charevim, charevim means completely. There has to be a minchas chayt, has to be chareva without anything, not shemen and not water. Sef to machlekes. Now the Gemara says to Nan Hosom, learned the Mishnah Uksin, that bos or egel, if you have meat of a calf, Rashi says, lehoye bo kebeitza. The piece of meat right now do not have the size of a beitz of an egg, to mekabel tuma. Now, shenispach, it blew up, means water came in, it blew up the piece of meat, became bigger. That's the way the meat of a calf blows up like. Or else the opposite way. Let's say you have meat from an older animal, which was the size of a kibetzer, and now shinismayach now started to shrink, it started to become smaller. So it sounds like this. Mishtarin l'kamayshein. We go after the shear the way it is right now. That if right now it has a kibetzer, it would be mekabotoma. If right now it doesn't have the shiv kibbeh, it's not be mekabel tuma. Now, Rav, Rav Chia, Rav Yechon, and Amri, they both say, Mishtarin k'moy shehen. Now, Amoroyim goes to explain that Mishnah, that Rav, Rav Chia, Rav Yechon, and Amri, they all say, Mishtarin k'moy shehen. Yes, you Mishai, the way it is right now. Whoever Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Bar Rebbe, Rav Shlokish, Amri, they say, Mishtarin l'k'moy shehen. When Mishai the way it was before, that the Mishnah meant to say the way it was before. So by the boss or eagle, since before it did not have a shear of a kibetzer, it'll still be torn now, even though now it has the shear of a kibetzer. And the boss has a cane, it'll be tomei, even though now it does not have the shear of a kibetzer. Mora says, Meister, I have a question. It says, boss or eagle, shloho yaboy kishir. If you have the meat of a calf that did not have a shear of the kibetza. The tofach, and it blew up, the yomad al kishir, and now it has the shear of the kibetza, is toy l'shovar. It was tore up until now, up until now it did not have the shear, was not mekabel tuma, but for tome mikan labo, but now that it has a shear, now it would be mekabel tuma. So what's a kasha on these shittas that learn, under a shimon and lakish, they learn, the k'moy shein, you see here it changes, that now that it has a shear, it would be mekabel tuma. So they answer midirabbanan. It's only tummy midirabbanan, but not midiraisa. The diraisa was still mishayir the way the meat was before. For the moral yochi, if so, aim a safe was the safe for say. Vechein bepigul vechein benoiser. That pigul and noiser have the same halacha. And Rashi says, "Havmina now is dochi mashma shim noiser a pigul who flohoye by kizayis." There was no kizayis then. But the Yachshav Yesh Kizayis, but now there is a Kizayis. Chayev Koros Oichle, Chayev Koros. So who you can't tell me to the Rabbon and the Kalocha? Because here it's Mashmi Chayev Koros. So who you see with your eyes? Do you go after the way the meat is right now? So it's a Kashan Rosh Lakish. So where it says, Iyam or Bishleim with your eyes, Haino Diyika Pigal Benoisa. If you tell me with your eyes, do you go after the way the meat is right now? It's a very good why this Pigal Benoisa. Ela, but Iyam, do you want to tell me the Rabbon and that it's only the Rabbon and the Kalocha? That you go boss of the tomb of right now. But really, midiraisa, the meat stays the way it was before. If so, pigul v'noisa, midirabonim yika, is there any pigul midirabonim? What kind of pigul is midirabonim? Of course, pigul is a chiv chorus midiraisa. What does it mean to say, v'chein the pigul, if it's only midirabonim de kalocha? So Mora says, aim is still like this. What it meant to say is, v'chein betumas pigul, v'chein betumas noisa. Yes, here's a tomb of midirabonim. The meat that has a psul pigul on it, midirabbanan has a din tumor also. That tum is midirabbanan. So if so, that's the chiddush, that since right now it has the shear of a kibetzum, so it may well be mekabel tumor. Because otherwise, salkut that the chimin chai would have thought to say, hoya v'tumas pig, v'tumas noisa dirabbanan hi, since there's din that pig l'noisa becomes tummy, it's only yosim, it's only din dirabbanan, so maybe kuli hai midirabbanan, l'yavad rabbanan, midirabbanan didn't go so far to say, he should go boss of the way the meat is right now. That since midiraisa you go boss of the way the meat was before, and before the meat was less than the size of a kibetzer. Now it blew up and became the size of a kibetzer. So true, usually the rabbanan put a tumor, but maybe the rabbanan only put a tumor what would have been a tumor diraisa. But here pigla noisa is only tummy anyway with the rabbanan. So it's like a two dirabbanans. Maybe the rabbanan will not make a tummy. Kamash molon, that's the chiddush, yes. that still midrabon of this pig on this noiser is tummy. So Toshma, come in here. It says, Bosa Zakeno, if you have meat from an older animal, show you by Kashir. The first, it was a shear of a kibetza. Vitzomak, and then the meat shrunk. Prochus mikashir. Now it became less than a shear, now it has no shear kibetza. So Locher is tummy lishovar, that up until now the meat was tummy. But if it tore mikan labo, from now on, with those since it left the shear of a kibetza, it's not makabel tumor anymore, there's no tumor. So you see, look where you go, boss, the way it is right now. Someone says, oh, my rabbi says like this. Kol eichu de mikore hevi bay. If at the beginning there was a shear of a kibetza, vahashto lespey, and now there's no shear of a kibetza, ho lespey. Everybody agrees that right now there won't be any tumor. Right now it has no shear of a kibetza, rather there's no tumor on it right now. And the opposite way. Vahol eichu de mikore lo hevi bay. If at the beginning there was not a shear of a kibetza, vahashto hevi bay. But right now there is a shear of a kibetzer. Right now it blew up. There's a shear of a kibetzer of meat. Midrabonin, that everybody's agreed, it has a koponim tumah midrabonin. Keep legal. Where's the machlekes? I tell you, you're going to hoye boy kishir, where there was a shear, it had a shear of a kibetzer of meat. Vitzamak, and then it shrunk to less than a kibetzer. Vichaz of a tofach, and now it blew up again. Now it became bigger, the size of a kibetzer again. That's the machlekes. The masav yesh dicha b'yisura. So the mice at the time when it became less than a kibetza, it lost its din to mekabel tumah. And therefore we consider it now like it's busted, it doesn't have a shear. And therefore even though later it's nispayach, it becomes big again, but it's only a tumah midrabanan, not midiraisa. But it's now that when it lost its shear, it's considered like midiraisa, now it has no more shear. So even if it blows up again later, it's only tumah midrabanan. No, and that's why we pass again, ain't dicha b'yisura, no. We look at it, since at the beginning it was a shear. So this bus has a shear of kibetza. True, when it lost its shear, it lost its tumah midiraisa. But later, when it comes back again to the shear of a kibetza, rather now we say, ain't dichui, and it could be makabel tumah midiraisa. Now the Gemara is, Omiikul man diyomah, there's such a man diyomah that says, diyesh dicha b'yisurin, that there is a swar of dicha b'yisurin. Is there anybody else like that? I do it now, not like this. We are tenan kibetza oichlin shenichu bechama v'nismartu. You have the size of a kibetza oichlin that you put in the sun, and it became smaller. V'chein kizayis min a mace. The same thing as the kizayis of a mace. Kizayis min a nevela uchadosh min a sheretz. These are the size of a mekabel tumah, or else kmitama other things. A kizayis min a mace, a kizayis min a nevela uchadosh min a sheretz. Rosu kizayis pigol, or kizayis noiser, kizayis chaylev, toirim, v'yem chayav malay mishum pigol v'noiser v'chaylev. So it says lashon of toirim. Rashi says toirim goes back to the din of the tumah. Koy oichlin umeis unevel v'sheretz. That the namakabel tumah, that since they lost the cheer, it has no more tumah. It's toirim. V'yem chayav malay mishum pigol noiser v'chaylev goes on the yisurim. That even the first year had a kezayis, but now it became smaller than a kezayis, now if you eat it, you're not chayiv for pigul noisa v'chelif. What? Because now it's pochus mikashir. What's going to be hinichon b'gishamim? You put this piece of meat back into the rain, the top kind of blows up, so it says pilit t'meyim, yes, it's makabel tumah now. That again, this kezayis of a mace, or the nevelo chadoshet, it's makas matama now. V'chayav malei mishon pigul v'noisa v'tomeh. And if you eat it now, this kezayis, you are chayiv for tomei. So what do you see? Even though there was a time when it became smaller than the shear, but then when it comes bigger again, about the chayiv midiraisa.
So when it says it's so tiyufta, is a tiyufta leman diyam yesh dichu b'yisurim tiyufta and chum here's tiyufta. Here we see by yisurim and echnami. If it started out to have a shear, and then it became pachas mikashir. So at the time when it's pachas mikashir and echnami, it's not makabutuma then. And what then if you eat it, then you're not chayiv. But later when it blows up again, avada we say it comes back again, it has this tumor on it, and avada has the issa pigul on it, and if you eat it, you'll be chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, tezalocha tormin, tainim ala gregris, you take off truma tainim, that's fresh figs, ala gregris, on dried out figs. The minion, you have to take the amount, the same amount you have here. Rashi says, Esther tainim, al chi and gregris, you have to take off 1/10,
10 figs for 90 dried out figs. So that's what we're talking about. So Iyam Rebishleima L'kumay Shehen Misharinen.
And the Gilser really should be, like the Bach says, L'kumayis. It should be Shehoyu, you go after the way it was at the beginning, Shapir. Because even though now these Gregorus are dried out, much smaller, but since at the beginning they were figs, so you can take off now 10 from 90, it's good. But Eli Yamrit, Kumay Shehen, you go after the way it is right now, Hevelay Mabab Amaisris. If we're taking off 10 fresh figs right now, it's much, much more than 1/10 of 90 dried out figs. So you're taking much more mice than you're supposed to. What's none we learned. How marvelous of mice, so if you take more mice than you're supposed to, is peroisa misukum, mechlam de perosa misukin, or mice, mechul kolum. But the mice are no good. So Khuri, you can't do this. So how could you take off 10 fresh figs for 90 dried out figs? Ella, my, what do you want to tell me? L'kamoy Shehein, you go back to the way they were at the beginning. So therefore it's good you're taking out now 1/10. Yeah, so aim the Sefer, what's the Sefer say over here? It says in the Sefer, Gregorus ala tenim, if you want to take off Gregorus dried out figs, trumaisa, for fresh tenim, so b'mida, you take off also 1/10. Is the Yama Vishleima, l'kamoy Shehein, shaper. So here the Gisa should be like this. Iyam Bishlema Kumoy Shah Gregor Shachshav. You go boss of the way the Gregors are right now, and we don't care the way it was before. Shapir. The Torim Kav Al Tishim Kavim. Like, since these Gregors at the beginning before were big Tainim, so taking off 1/10 right now of this is a good cheer. It'll be good that you go boss of the way it was before. Eliyamrit Lekumoy Shehain Mabba Bemaisas. You go boss of the way it is right now. Or else Rashi's Gishvi Eliyamrit, but Kumoy Shoyu, Marba Bemaisrasu, the heavy lachim, heavy by Kab Gregorus, Shnei Kabin. So you're having much more, again you'd be Marba Bemaisras. So whichever way you look at it, the Huraka, the Mishnah say, he could take off Maisras from Gregorus, onto Tainim, or Tainim onto Gregorus. Whichever way you look at it, you're taking out more than you're supposed to. So Kumarin says, Elohocha Tayyibatrum Gadelaskinun. We're not talking about Meiser 1/10, we're talking about Trum Gadela. For Esha, Bayin Yofa, Visefa, Bayin Yofi, Enechnami, Trum Gadela, you can take as much as you want. Midiraisa, Chita Achas, it's Pateras Asakri. And if you want, you can give as much as you want, so therefore there's no problem of being Marba by Meiseris. You're only being Marba on Meiser, but not on Trum Gadela. For the Gemara Yochiv, that's the Pshat, Aim and Say, what's the Aim and Say, Provia? Omer Reb Lozab Reb Yaisi, Abba Hayin Neutel, Esther Gregris, Shiva Miksoya, my father used to take 10 dried out figs, Shiva Miksoya, on a corner, Al Chiyim, Shabikokolo, for 90 figs that were in a basket. Now, V, but Trumagadela, Esther Maya Vedite, but talking about Trumagadela, let's go to 1/10. The Chura, Trumagadela is not 1/10, it's 1/50. It's not 1/10, 1/40. Ella rather, Hocha, but Truma, Maestraskinun. Again, we're not talking about Truma, and we're not talking about Maisa. We're talking about Truma's Maisa. And I tell you, we have a Loza ben Goymel. We have a Loza ben Goymel. The Tani will learn like this. Abba Loza ben Goymel Oymer. When the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem Truma Aschem. So, b'shtei Truma sakosim medav. The Pasuk will have two different types of Trumas. Acha Truma Gedoyla, v'acha Truma Maiser. That kishem she Truma Gedoyla. They tell us, b'yoymeid, just like Truma Gedoyla. There's no exact measurement how much you have to take. As much as you take is good, but you can make an estimate. There's no exactly 1/10. That's the way Trum Gadela is. So he learns that and also the machshava. You just have a machshava to separate, even though you don't do the maisa separating right now. It's chal truma. So he holds kach trumas maisa. The same halach applies by Trumas Meiser also. That Nitellas Biyomid, he could take off with an estimate, or the Machshav with a Machshav also. So Kitzes Bryce is talking about Trumas Meiser, not about Truma, and not about Meiser. Therefore, it comes out good. So Rashi says, Bishtei Trumas Chosim Medaber, Dochi Mashmai Kro, Dichtib Betrumas Meiser Dlevium. V'nechshav lechem kleima, v'machshava titlu trumas meiser. kedoge min agoyrin, kiyoysa trumash natalas min agoyrin, dayno trum gedoyla. Alma shtei trumas ksib haikro, o mahai kro naskulon atavayu, tinitalsa machshava, uvi yoymit, both trumas maitre and truma could be taken off with boymit and b'machshava. Boymit means, shim yesh meperas harbe, and tzorach limda, you don't have to measure them out exactly. Elaboymit, even though trumas maitre was 1/10, it doesn't have to be the D exactly 1/10. It could be a little bit more, it could be a little bit less. Therefore, that's our shiurim. The Gregory sustained him. Don't make enough community whether you go basa the way it is now, the way it was before. But lemaisa, you don't have to be exact. So therefore, you could take off trumas maisa Gregory's onto tainim or tainim onto Gregory's. And if not, regular maisa, the first tenth that you have to give to a Levi, that has to be exactly a tenth. If you give too much or too little, it will be a problem. But if you give your maisa to the Levi, now the Levi has to take off Shumas maisa from that. So Shumas maisa, that is Allah could be taken off. And what did the Rashi says, even before you made the maisa of Russia, you just have in mind to take off this side. And eat on the other side, it's like a chal. So kitzur, this brayso now is not a right, either one of them. And the brayso of knew it came to. It's Shumas maisa. And Shrumas Meister can be done by Oymed. So therefore there won't be any problems. Alright, we'll stop here.